Well,
hello, is this Jacob?
Yep.
Hey, Jacob, this is Charlie with Local Splash. I don't know if you remember me, but you and I spoke in January about helping you get spotless surface restorations up to the first page placements of Google. Do you remember our conversation?
Briefly, yeah.
Okay, I know you probably probably had a lot more people call you since then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah. I was wondering if you needed any help with this. I know we can only work with one company per industry per area. That's why I haven't reached back out to you since January 5th. We actually did fill the listing. That person actually moved on, so that listing became available, and I was wondering, you actually talked about it with me as if we did have an available listing down the road to kind of call you to see if you would be in a better place at that time to secure that spot to push you to that first page, and I was wondering how things were going with your company and if you want some help for us to do that for you like we talked about last time.
Yeah, I mean, this year is doing pretty good.
Okay.
Better than last year.
Nice. That's always a progression from year to year, right?
Because I was about to already quit the business, and then I was I'll just give it a shot.
Nice. Well, good for you. I'm glad things have picked up. Now, I do see that you've done a lot. You have a Google business profile, which is good. You have a Facebook. You have a website. You have a Yelp listing. It's just that when people search, we want to make sure that you're coming up in the areas. I mean, I know you're located in Tacoma. I know you go about an hour depending on the job. Obviously, you're not going to do a small job and go an hour out. But what we kind of talked about last time is what we do is a paired service. So I know like on Facebook, it's still pretty new. You only have around 9 people that are following you. What we do is we do the retargeting campaign. So not only do we list you on that first page placements of Google when people are searching your services, but now we can retarget them through Facebook, and those are putting yourself on people's timelines that don't necessarily know about your company, but that want that work done, that have shown the interest. And now we can target specific cities and zip codes. And then it's just a click to call directly to you. So we don't charge you per lead per job. You're just always there at that time of people searching for your services. So that way you can go and just bid the jobs and do the work at that point. And it's set at a flat rate like last time. There's no changes at any point.
Oh, okay.
Is that something that you're interested in us helping you out now that you kind of got some stuff rolling for you guys?
I was thinking to give it a shot maybe because I am using Thumbtack and they're charging
per lead.
They're literally charging for not just per lead, but anybody that responds, you know, to the messages. They just
really.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so just kind of like a food for thought for yourself there. Anything that is a third-party company like an Angie's, a Yelp, a Thumbtack, stuff like that where they're charging you per lead or per job or per message, they're getting all their leads from Google. Everything funnels in from Google, and then it disperses from there. So what we do is we just list companies on the first page of Google as an independent company where customers can just click to call you directly. That way, you guys don't have to pay those higher lead fees with other companies, and you guys can just get the lead straight from the source. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. For pricing, I'm going to keep it the same as last time here because you're still new. You still have the new in business credit for it.
Yeah.
For us, when we talked last time, it was just the flat rate of $249 month to month. We did waive all the setup fees. You already have everything set up, so it's just mainly about us programming you at this point and working with you hand in hand to making sure that, one, you're populating for and programmed for the services you want to be seen for, and two, in the areas that you want to be found in as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once we do secure the listing, like I told you before, we only work with one company per industry per area. So once we do fill it, we will only be working with you, meaning you won't share your position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because they're calling you directly. We're not vetting you a lead. It's not coming through an app or a message or anything like that. The number that you have on that Google Business profile is the number that they're going to call you directly to see how much you charge for your service or when you can make it out to their house at that point. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, man.
Perfect. Are you doing commercial and residential, or are you just doing residential at the moment?
Just residential at the moment.
Okay, perfect. And
eventually,
then
yes, I want
going
to
commercial.
Commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you can get some contracts and some bigger jobs too.
Yeah.
Everybody always wants to get the commercial, which is cool. You might get a trickle of commercial coming in because you're going to be on that first page placements of Google. So when somebody does search and they see you, you might get a call from a small commercial job where you can be able to do that, but it's not going to be anything crazy. You're going to be mainly in the residential areas for yourself, though, too, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, question here. So I know you had the Google Business Profile all set up. Do you have it set up? Because when I type in Spotless Service...
It's on there, so I registered a trade name. It's on there, PMW Softwash.
Okay. Perfect.
Because
I pulled up the Spotless Surface restorations, and I'm like, I see all the listings here, but then I see the PNW Softwash. So that's your listing.
Yeah, that's
correct?
Me. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure
it's
that every
to like to whatever like it's shorter, it pops out. You know, it's better for branding.
For sure, 100%. And, you know, it's easier to comprehend for people too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. So for this listing, what was the address that you're currently working out of? Are you still out of the same one, or did you move addresses?
It's the same one. It didn't change.
Okay. And what was the address that you registered the Google listing with?
It was 719. 114th Street, Cortez.
1114th Street?
Yeah, Street Cortez.
They're just going to verify, that's why. I just want to make sure they always like to verify everything. So I have 719-1114 Street Cortez, or...
114, so 114.
Gotcha.
Street Court East, yeah.
14th. 14th with a TH on the end of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Tacoma?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the zip code is the 98402.
No, it's the 98445.
Okay. Let me just make sure that's correct, because it pulls it and goes the other one. Let me make sure that's good for you there. And the services that you're providing, while I'm just making sure here, you're just doing pressure washing, or are you doing like patios, decks?
So it's pretty much, patio decks, fences, driveways, roof washes.
Okay, roof washes as well, too. I was going to ask
house
you.
Washes.
Okay, house washes.
Everything except windows. I don't do window cleaning.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, too. I was like, do you do window cleaning
I tried, and it's just a lot of learning techniques, and I was like, forget it.
Okay.
I don't want to mess with it.
Gotcha. Because the reason for that is, like I said, I want to make sure that you're only getting calls for what you're providing for your customers, right? Is it Northeast Street? Is that correct?
It is Street Cortez.
Street. Interesting. It's giving me something different here. That's what's weird. So,
I mean, it's 719-114th, and then Street, ST, and then Court, CT. east. Usually it will pop up as parkland, but technically Tacoma.
Okay. Street, and you said Court East.
Yeah, Court East. Because I know on my profile, I have it set as pretty much, instead of the address, it's set for every location. So that's why it doesn't pop up under my address.
Yeah, you hit it, which is good, because I'm guessing it's your home address.
Yeah,
you don't want people coming over for dinner unexpectedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, now I found it. You know what's weird is my dad lives in Puyallup, and his address in Puyallup is kind of, like, weird as well. So when he receives mail, sometimes it gets bounced back, because with the east, there's, like, east and north in his address. So it's always confusing people. It's a Washington thing. It's got to be.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. So, Jacob here, what's your last name?
So, Panfilov. So
can you spell it for me?
P-A-N.
Yep.
F-I-L-O-V.
P-A-N-F-I-L-O-V. Panfilio. Panfili. How do you say it again?
Panfilo.
Panfilo. Okay, perfect. Is that Italian?
Russian.
Russian. Okay, nice. And then what's a good email address for you?
So let's do PNW Southwash.
PNW. 253@gmail.com. Perfect. And that's PNW Southwash. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Southwash.
Perfect.
S-O-F-T, Wash.
Oh, Southwash. Gotcha.
Yeah, Southwash.
PNW Southwash 253@gmail.com. Why is it telling me that that is invalid?
Is it spelled correctly?
Yeah, give me one sec. I'm going to do it like this. Sometimes, like, it doesn't read the... So, if I'll send you an email, it'll tell me, like, oh, no, it's good. But then if I put it, like, in the... Like, when Google's trying to verify it, sometimes it just does not work as it's supposed to. So, it's PNW Softwash. Perfect. Let me just redo it. I'm just going to delete the whole thing.
Yeah.
253?
Yeah, 253 at Gmail.
At Gmail, perfect.com. Okay. I'm going to send you a quick email. I'm just going to put test in there. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Is this what you do all your business transactions, customers can contact you as well on there?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not the Spotless Surface.
So that one, it's still that one, but that one I mainly use for legal paperwork, like taxes and...
Okay, well,
all that stuff.
I was going to say, do you want to use that one here? Because we are going to send you a business invoice, which that one will come in where you can utilize that for your taxes. Yeah. I always
like
to do it that way, too, because for our clients, we always do send you a business invoice. So at the end of the year, when you do your taxes, it's a 100% write-off for you. So it's easy if that's where all your business transactions go with that. It's easy to just pull from there and then send to your tax guy as well. Perfect. Pacific Standard Time for you. Cool. So my tech team is going to reach out. Like I said, they're going to start programming you for the first page placements, and then they are going to run those retargeting campaigns for you as well. I have availability as soon as today. What does your schedule look like, though, for them to reach out to you? It will take around 30 to 45 minutes. Because you already have everything set up, it should be pretty quick. But again, if you have a work scheduled for later on today, I can do the onboarding call for you tomorrow as well, just depending on your schedule there.
We can do, I mean, what's the latest time?
The latest time I can do is 2 p.m.
2 p.m. my time?
Yes, sir. We're in California, so we're all the same time here. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, same time, yeah. Yeah, let's aim for 2. I think I should be off by then.
Okay. So this is what I always tell my clients. That onboarding call is very important because my tech team is going to introduce themselves. They're going to work hand in hand with you there. But if at any point, Jacob, you're like, hey, like, I ran a little late on the job, can we reschedule this? They'll call you. You could always tell them, hey, can we reschedule? And then they'll ask you what's a better time for maybe tomorrow for you as well. So it's just making sure that we do the onboarding call for you. So that way my tech team and you guys are on the same page and what and where you want to pop up on that first page, okay?
Okay, got it.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to set it for 2 though. And then that'll come into your email. It's going to come in as a Google Calendar. It's going to come in and then you'll just put, yes, 2 is good. But like I said, if you need to change anything, you could absolutely do that with us as well. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Let me see something really quick. And then for the listing here, how would you like to secure it with us? Would it be through a business credit card? Would it be through a debit card?
So it's going to be a business credit card.
Okay, good. So that's going to be good for the tax purposes as well. And then do you have a specific city and zip codes that you want to target, or is it just kind of like Tacoma surrounding areas?
So it's kind of the surrounding of Tacoma, but I do have a pretty big radius. It's I don't know how to explain it. It's like an hour,
yeah.
Sometimes an hour and a half radius depending on the project.
Okay, are you going down south or are you going more up north towards Seattle?
Everywhere. So it's pretty much, it's all the way to Marysville.
Okay.
And then it's all the way to Olympia. And then it's all the way to, Fording.
Yep.
And then, Fort Orchard. Pretty much. Yeah, Fort Orchard. That's towards, Gig Harbor area. That's a pretty good,
pretty good mile radius, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good radius, yeah.
You're probably good, like, 50, 60 mile radius right there.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Not all jobs come, you know, Tacoma. There's a lot
right.
of them that are, like, in Renton, Seattle.
Yep, yep.
Bellevue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bellevue, yep. My stepmom used to work in Bellevue because she works for Boeing, so she used to work at but... Now they went all mobile, so now she works from home, but yeah, she used to have to make, and Bellevue, that's a far drive. It would take her an hour and a half to get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Imagine from Tijuana
like
to Bellevue. Yeah. It's not fun. All right. So I have that, for you as well. So I'm going to let my tech team know they are going to verify with you tomorrow or actually today. I'm sorry. At 2 when they do the onboarding call. And then I'm just going to put them down for all the services that you provide. So if anybody does call for like, you know, houses for roofing, patios, decks, staircasing, if they're doing driveway, sidewalks, stuff like that, I want to make sure that they have that. If you want to add anything, you're more than welcome to. You have all the way up to 20 key phrases that you want to, that you can target if you want to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the card itself that you're going to use for the business card, does it have your first and last name on there or does it just have your company name or does it have both?
So it has both.
Okay. And is it just the PNW Softwash or is it the original?
No, it's the
Spotless Surface.
Surface.
Restoration?
But it's not, I mean, in the system, it's the entire name, but on the card, I couldn't fit the entire name, so it says arrest.
Okay.
R-E-S.
Okay. That's how they had to do my last name, because it's so long. They're like, yeah, we can't put the last letter on there. And I was like, it's one more letter. What do you mean? So, because my name's Mollenkamp, so it's German. So, and it's like Charles W. Mollenkamp. They're like, yeah, we can't. And I'm like, all right, well, leave the P off then. It's all good. For your name, do you have a middle initial on there, or is it just your first and last?
No, just the first and last.
Okay. And then the billing address is still the same one that you gave me earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the 98445? Zip code?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then for the payment method itself for the card, is it going to be a Master, a Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's American Express.
American Express. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Yeah. So I'm currently behind the wheel talking, so won't be able to pop that card out.
Okay. I can do so. Okay. So, couple things here. I'm not going to charge the card right now. So I'm not done. I still have to set your account up. So there's going to be two things that I still have to do for you that will be sent to you. One is going to be your security question. We never share or sell any of your information here. So every time we do call you, we are going to ask you this security question. I can set that up for you right now while you're driving. And then two, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. That's going to be sent to you in writing. It's going to be on a recorded line. It's going to have the pricing structure in there at the $249 price. So if inflation does go up, I hope not, fingers crossed, you're always still locked in at that $249 rate, and you never have to pay the higher premium price, which typically is usually around $599. That will be sent to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the security code, we'll skip the card for right now, and then we'll come back to it when you're not behind the wheel right there. The security code, I got three questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which question would you like for yourself?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's mom's maiden name?
It's Pershutkin.
Okay.
Spell it?
Yes, please.
So it's P.
Mm-hmm.
E R.
Okay.
S H.
Okay.
U.
Okay.
P.
Yep.
K.
Mm-hmm.
I N.
I M is in Mary or N is in Nancy?
N is in Nancy.
N is in Nancy. Okay. Now, how you said that, I could definitely see that that could be German, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Are they first generation here, or when did they come over to the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
First generation here, yeah.
Okay. Were you born here as well, or did they bring you over?
I was born back then.
Okay.
Back in Russia.
Nice. Okay. You probably came over when you were younger, I would assume.
Yeah, like around six.
Okay. Okay. Nice. That's awesome. And then you hopped on the American dream and opened up your own business. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. After lots of trial and error.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Yeah. Yep. It happens. My dad has a business himself. He's been in business for like 30 years, but when I was growing up, he took a lot of jobs where he was working like 12-hour shifts, and he was like, I want to see my kids. So he went into business for himself. I mean, it's still tough, you know, but at the end of the day, I will say that man never missed one sporting event that I ever played in growing up because he owned his own business. So he definitely was able to do that for his kids. So, Perfect. So I do have that. So anytime, I just want to go over that with you really quickly. So that's set for you. Anytime somebody does call you from our company, we will ask you that. We just want to be make sure that we're talking to you only, because we do have personal information here. We don't want anybody else in the account but you. And then it protects you as well, because now you know that you're talking to Local Splash. So we're a big company. We've been in business for 19 years. If somebody calls you and says, hey, we're Local Splash, we want to charge you more money for yada, 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 they don't ask you that. That is not us. Please hang the phone up and then call us directly. I will give you a customer service number. We'll open up an investigation. But typically that doesn't happen. But that's why we do have that, to protect you as well. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm just going to read you the voice verification here. So this probably take 2 minutes. This is just going to be the outline agreement of what we're going to do. And then I will send this to you as well. This is going to have the pricing structure. So if you do have any questions, you could ask me and I can clarify these questions if you need it. But I will read this off to you, because I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we do move forward. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Here we go, Jacob. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spotless Surface Restoration.
Perfect.
Great name, PNW Softwash.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks for putting that in there. I appreciate that. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Pampilo, and I am the owner of the business.
Awesome. And then, Jacob, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Jacob, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's where I kind of touched up. That's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yep.
Okay. I have a customer service number. I know you told me you're driving, so I will email that to you, because I know you probably don't have a pen and paper with you. So I'll email that to you. That's going to be the direct line that my tech team will reach out to you today at 2 p.m. And then also, that's going to be the number that if you do need to reach me, you can always put my extension 203, and I'll put that in the email for you as well too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you already let me know about Thumbtack. So
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's just there because we don't want you to pay for something that you're already paying for. So with us, with Local Splash, you won't need to pay another company to do this, because we're taking care of your Google and the retargeting campaigns through Facebook. But if you want us to run a promotion or anything like that, like for example, we have Memorial Day coming up. You know, you could have been like, hey, I want you to run out an ad for Memorial Day, right? Then we could do that. Labor Day might be coming up. You could be like, hey, Labor Day, I want to run an ad out there. Can you put that so we can target the specific cities and zip codes for that? That's not a problem. We want to make sure that we're putting that in there for you too, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Perfect. Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we actually waived the account setup, and then you're still on that new in-business credit, will be charged today, which is May 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of just the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of just $249. This is going to be a recurring payment. Now, Jacob, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877 635-6225. That's going to be the customer service number I'm going to email you, so you'll have that.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
to prevent.
No, like, yearly contracts on something like that?
I can set you up with one if you want, or we can do month to month, no contracts. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Let's just keep that month to month for now.
Okay. I always tell my customers this, month to month, give us 2 months for it, see how it goes. If you like it, and typically we have a 97% retention rate after the first month. So if you're liking this, you're like, this is way better than Thumbtack. I love this. I'm getting calls directly. I'm on the first page placements. We can always just do the year contract later. It will save you a little bit of money long term. But at least you get to dip your toes in the water here and you're not locked into anything. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Perfect. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, you can contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you don't get charged for your next month of service if you ever did want to pause or cancel that the subscription here, okay?
Okay, got it.
Okay, perfect. And then you do agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now I can stop sounding like robot. That will be emailed to you once that transaction goes through. I'm also going to send over to you a couple of welcome text messages. You'll also get a couple of emails from my tech team for just like pictures and stuff like that, so we can make sure that we're making those ads yours, not like stock photos. That way people can actually see the type of work you do in your community. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm pretty much done here. The only thing that I need now is just to run the card number there for you, and then you'll be ready to rock and roll set. I already did make the, let me see here. Actually, I got to send this to you really quickly first. Let me do that first.
Is there a way to, once I get off the road, is there a way I can do the payment through the email? Or does it have to be over the phone?
Like a link?
Yeah, like through a link or something.
Typically we just do it over the phone because I've put in the credits here to take off the original pricing here.
Better.
Yeah. But what it does here for security purposes, it blurs out your number. So nobody can see your number here. The only thing that they see is the last 4 digits of your number on the card.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Let me send you this. I'm going to set it up really quickly for 2 p.m. here, and then that's going to shoot over to you in email. Let me do that. Okay. So I actually booked that spot. Typically, they don't like us to do that before the payment, but somebody already secured one spot. They only allow 3 per hour, so I just kind of booked it for you there. That way, you can get everything done. Yeah, because typically what happens is I don't like my clients to wait for the onboarding call. I like them to get it done now so that way my tech team can start working, because you guys are paying for the first month. The longer you wait, the longer, you know, that time is never going to be, taken back, right? So if we can get it done today, they get started today on pushing everything, start programming and getting to work on everything like that, okay?
Yeah, nice.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Here. All right. Now, the only thing is the last step there. So how would you like to proceed from this point?
What was that again?
I said the only step here is the last step is the card number itself for you. How would you like to proceed from this point? Are you in a safe spot where we can do that really quickly for you?
I got a couple hours to drive to Seattle at the moment through the mountains.
Okay.
I could do it. Am I able to do it during that call or no?
Not really, because the call, they're just the tech team. I take care of that billing for you. So they're just there to verify everything's correct and the programming for you.
Okay,
yeah. 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 They're there to do the technical deals. They're the brains behind the operation.
Yeah. Is there a way you can call at 1:30?
1:30. Yeah, I'll call you at 1:30. That's fine. I can do that. And then 30, I have everything
for
the call itself. Yeah, so I'll do that. I'll put everything kind of on hold for you because I have everything already up and running to send on over to them. And then I'll call you at 1:30. We'll go ahead and get everything scheduled where, you know, just securing the listing for you at that point.
Yeah.
And then in 30 minutes, they'll just turn around and they'll just go ahead and contact you for the onboarding call, if that's okay.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay, perfect then. I will get working on your account so that way I can just make all the touch-ups here so that way, because it's going to be kind of cutting it close, but it's okay. Safety is the first priority in driving, especially through the mountains, because I know those things are windy, and typically it's only a two-way highway, so one person's going one way, one person's going the other.
Exactly.
So, awesome. So I'll call you at 1:30. Yeah, exactly, right? I'll call you at 1:30, Jacob, and then we'll go from that point and securing the listing, okay?
Okay, awesome. And you can... If you need to update my first name, because I go by Jacob. It's technically supposed to be Jacob, but my parents, they didn't know how to spell my name. So legal name is Jakob, Y-A-K-O-B, in case you need to update some stuff.
Is that going to be on the card itself?
Yes, that's going to be on the card.
Okay, let me just make that. It's a Y.
Jacob is what I go by for my business.
Okay, but gotcha.
Legal, it's, yeah.
Okay, can you spell that one more time for me?
So it's Y-A-K-O-V.
Okay.
Jacob.
Awesome. All right. I have that updated for you there. Now, obviously, my tech team is going to call you Jacob. But, I don't want you to be like, people just call me Jacob. So they'll address you by Jacob. But I did make that change there for you for the billing, so that way there's no confusion there. It doesn't flag it for yourself when we do it at 1:30 today, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Jacob. Will you drive safely? I'll call you in about 2 hours here.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. No problem.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.